Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
From protest to pride was the slogan of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras on its 40th anniversary, culminating in a fabulous parade of remembrance and celebration. It wasn't all smooth sailing this year. Queer refugee activist group the Department of Homo Affairs intervened and disrupted the Liberal Party's march this year in the spirit of the original 1978 Mardi Gras.
I think there was a huge amount of electricity and energy around this one. I think what I noticed that was so different is everything seemed amped up. So I think the scale with regard to the number of people marching, to the energy that the crowd was delivering, to even, I actually feel like the speed of which we marched this year was faster than any time before. But when you're trying to get 200 floats up Oxford Street and down to Fox Studios, I guess that's kind of what you have to do.
It was awesome. It was the most electric atmosphere going on, even just in that holding pen was just incredible. I've marched before and I've ridden with dykes on bikes and I've also been a spectator, but this year was just over the top. It was electric.
Going down the parade route was insane. The fact that we could dance for like over an hour and then every like 2 to 3 minutes stop and then rush out to the audience for giant hugs, kisses, handshakes, photos, selfies was just something that I had never experienced before in my life.
I think this is an unscheduled stop.
This is an unscheduled stop that's going on. We've got Turn Back the Floats, Justice for Refugees.
And they seem to have popped into the parade.
They're not on our list, but it's an important message that we need to remember.
We've got a message. We've got a little bit of curry. We've got just a little foot tap there, but good on them.
Alrighty, guys, we are going to cross down to the street team and find out what's going on. What's going on, guys?
Oh, guys, we're here to give you the lowdown on what we thought was a protest, but now they've whipped out the choreography, so maybe they're not at all. Maybe they're just some good time guys. It is Turn Back the Float, Justice for Refugees, so a very worthy cause. A very worthy cause. They're handing out some bread, some pink flyers right here. I've just got one in my hand.
Thank you very much.
All the information that they've got there. Dave the Apprentice has got it to me. He said it's from the Department of Homo Affairs decree that the Liberal Party float an illegal arrival. Okay, so they're protesting against the Liberal float, which is coming up the rear, excuse the pun, behind them.
That was part of Joy's live coverage of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade on Saturday night, when the queer refugee activist group, the Department of Homo Affairs, began parading in front of the Liberal Party float. Dressed as police officers with a banner saying, "Turn back the floats, justice for refugees," they made their way down the parade route from beginning to end, delaying the Liberal Party. I spoke to Officer Constable, otherwise known as Nicole Kirby, from the Department of Homo Affairs, about why they were marching this way and how they even got into the parade in the first place.
We went to Mardi Gras with the explicit intention of getting in the way of the Liberal Party float. We wanted to make it clear that they were an unwelcome arrival at Mardi Gras. In front of the Liberal Party float was a float of pink flamingos. So there we were in our blue coveralls, glammed up with big high-waisted belts and insignia, gold insignia and sequins all over the top of them, as the Department of Homo Affairs. That was our official uniform. We had the slightly tricky task of blending in with a sea of pink flamingos. to try and get right in front of the Liberal Party float. Luckily, the flamingos at Ben 40th were pretty accommodating. And even though we did stick out like sore thumbs, we somehow managed to get away with that. So when the parade left the marshalling area, we went out with the pink flamingos who were dressed in their underwear and kind of blow up hot pink flamingo tyre tubes, blended in or not, didn't blend in with them for a moment. And then we dropped back. And as the Liberal parties entered Oxford Street from the marshalling area, we unfurled our big banner that read, "Turn back the float, justice for refugees." And we marched ahead of the Liberal Party float the whole way down Oxford Street. And at intervals along Oxford Street, we stopped and we stopped their float and we staged float turnbacks. So we were sort of there indicating that their float needed to be turned around and turned back. We didn't know if we'd actually be able to pull it off. But yeah, I think that we were able to make the most of the chaos on the night.
In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs said it is inappropriate for our political leaders to be celebrated at this iconic community march while refugees are left languishing and forgotten in a blindly obvious betrayal of Australia's obligations under international law. And although they were unscheduled, they were permitted to continue along the parade route from beginning to end.
We got really positive responses on the whole. We had people kind of shouting from the crowd really positive things. It was really heartening to see an older person in the crowd shout out, you know, bring back politics to Mardi Gras, and, you know, people really connecting with the message that we were there to spread. The Liberal Party was obviously really unimpressed, so they were getting quite cranky as they marched along. And at one point, one of the young Liberal guys at the front of their float said to one of our officers, "You're ruining everybody's night." And she looked at me and she was like, "No, we're just ruining your night." So, yeah, I think that we probably did ruin the Liberal Party's night, but there wasn't much they could do about it. Mardi Gras organisers were actually, I think, dealt with it in a really excellent way. I think that they just wanted to minimise the disruption to Mardi Gras. So we thought that they might pull us out completely. We really didn't know how it would go. But they let us keep marching. I noticed that they had some of their official people or their security marching quite close to us, like kind of accompanying us up the length of the parade, probably to make sure we didn't cause any more problems for them. But yeah, I think that they realised that, yeah, it was going to be less a thing for them if they let us continue. And so that's what they did. It was great for us. We were happy to to pester the Liberal Party the whole way down Oxford Street.
What was great about this kind of protest was that it not only stayed true to the kind of activism that Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade was born from, but they kept their protest in the spirit of the 40th celebration, not ruining the parade or the experience for the people watching on the sidelines as the constables danced, waved and carried their banner.
We had many conversations about how we might do this, and it was really important to us that we kept in the spirit of Mardi Gras, that we kept it fun, and we did have a lot of fun doing this, that we really played with our costumes, that we kept it kind of glamorous, that there was humour to what we were doing, that there was creativity to it, because all of that is really an important part of Mardi Gras, I think, what's, you know, the really great parts of Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras was born in 1978 in a spirit of protest. It was a protest march against the criminalisation of homosexuality and against police harassment and police violence towards gay people. So it's in that tradition that we were continuing. I think in this 40th Mardi Gras, it was really astounding to see the level to which corporates dominate the parade. So every corporation from Vodafone to Netflix to ANZ to Medibank Private had these really glitzy floats that they'd paid a lot of money to get in the parade and to do these really fancy floats. That's at the expense of community floats as well. You know, not every community group that wanted a float could get in Mardi Gras. And I think our presence there was also a reminder that Mardi Gras was born as a community event, as a political event, and those are some of the values that are really important to Mardi Gras, and those are the values that we should fight to keep alive. We didn't want to completely attack Mardi Gras as an event, obviously, but we wanted to reclaim Mardi Gras for what we feel it is, and we want it to represent the diversity of our community and to represent dissent and community and protest. And so that's the spirit in which we went to Mardi Gras. And I think that's also partly why people were so pleased to see us there, why we got such a positive response. I suppose the other thing to say about 1978 and the history of Mardi Gras is that it was back in 1978, Mardi Gras was born out of the gay liberation movement, the International Gay Liberation Movement. It was commemorating 9 years since the Stonewall riots in New York. And it's really in that tradition of international solidarity that we continue, in the tradition of queer international solidarity. And we were really thinking about how around about 75 countries in the world criminalise homosexuality or same-sex sexual acts. And a lot of people in the world are seeking asylum on the basis of their sexuality. Australia has done nothing to protect those people. And like all other refugees and asylum seekers, Australia is leaving them to languish in brutal conditions in Pacific Islands or in countries like Indonesia and other parts of the world where they just cannot get to a safe place. So we really wanted to draw attention to those people who have just as much right to safety as we do.
That was Dina Curie speaking with Officer Constable Nicole Kirby from the Department of Home Affairs about their protest last night during the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade on Saturday.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.